Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge morning market update. And we're seeing a little bit of pressure creep into the grain market this morning. Nothing too severe. March corn at 676 is down 3.25. May at 674.5, down 3.25. December new crop, though, 593.5. That's up 2.25. Weakness in the soybeans this morning. March at 15.25¾, down 12¾. May at 15.19, down 11¼. November soybeans 13.59¾, down 3¼. Weakness in the soybean oil this morning. We're at 61.07, down 126, or about 2%. March soybean meal at 483.20 is currently down a dollar. Wheat is down across the board this morning. In Chicago, we're at 755. That is down 6¼. Kansas City wheat for March, 877.5. That is currently down 1¼. And March Minneapolis at 920.5. That's down 1¾. Just quiet. Not a lot of news flow today. Just seeing some mild pressure coming in. We've seen the stocks turn lower, and that is kind of driving commodities down in general today. March rice, though, at 1785 is up 3. March cotton, 86.51, up 29. May at 87.21, that's up 26. December at 85.72 is up 25. Live cattle for April, we are at 162.57, down 45. March feeders, 184.27, down 188. Hogs taking it on the nose again, as it were. 84.40, down 205 on the April hogs. February milk at 1786 is up 2. Orange juice, big mover, 227.75, up 855. We were limit up. Again, the Florida crop is going to be smaller, and now ideas are circulating that it's going to be smaller than expected, pushing orange juice higher. Crude oil, 78.74, down 13. Diesel coming down hard. We're at 305.22. That is down about 9¼. Unleaded gasoline, 253.14, down about 3.5 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 260 is down 8 ticks. Gold this morning is at 1941.70, down 360. Silver at 23.61, down 22. The dollar is at 101.84. That is down 26. We have the Fed making an interest rate announcement this afternoon, along with Chairman Powell. We'll be having some commentary after the presser, and that will certainly have an influence on the currency markets and turn drive some commodity market stocks. Right now are lower. We did get a JOLTS report. The JOLTS report is a job opening and labor turnover report, and it showed a lot more job openings than expected. So again, the labor market remains strong, and that's something that is troubling the Fed right now. So with that, stocks are a little bit lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,879, down 206. S&P 500, 4068, down 807. NASDAQ Composite, 11,576, down 875. Interest rates, as expected, are quiet in front of the Fed, meeting the 2 years at 420, up 1 basis point. 10-year at 349, down 1 basis point. And the 30-year at 363, unchanged on the day. Make sure to listen to this afternoon's podcast, as I'm sure the Fed will have an outsized influence on all of our markets. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.